Welcome to the Kindred Church Podcast, where we talk about God, faith, and real life. This is Daniel Childs. I'm the host of the podcast and the pastor of Kindred Church. To learn more about how to connect with our community, check out our website at www.kindrednc.church. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We're glad you've tuned in for today's episode. Now, let's talk about God. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was at the doctor's office getting a checkup, and it was the day before Halloween, and while I was there, I needed to get my flu shot, so they sent in a nurse to give me the shot, and we were making chit-chat as she was getting everything ready, and as it turns out, she has a couple of kids who are a few years older than my two little ones, and she was telling me all about their family's Halloween plans. She was all excited. She was telling me about what her kids were going to dress up as for Halloween, and then she asked me, what are your kids going to be for Halloween? And immediately I felt embarrassed because honestly, I had no idea. It had been a really crazy week leading up to that. My wife and I just hadn't really had a chance to talk about our Halloween plans or what our kids' costumes were gonna be. And so I explained that to the nurse, and then kind of without thinking about it, I said, you know, these days it feels like we're just trying to survive. It feels like we're just trying to survive. Now, I don't know about you, but it kind of feels like over the last 8 months or so, that's sort of become a mantra in my life. You know, just survive in advance, live to fight another day. I think when life gets challenging for us, when we begin to feel a bit overwhelmed by everything that's going on in life, we have a tendency to kind of pivot into that survival mode, right? And that's understandable when it feels like life may be getting the better of us. It's natural, I think. But what I want us to think about for a bit this morning is that there can be a problem for us here if we're not careful. Maybe you felt this in one way or another. I certainly have at times. But the problem is that we can very easily get stuck in this mentality of survival mode. You know, oftentimes it kind of starts out as sort of an acute response to a particularly difficult situation that we face. But if we don't break out of that mindset, it can actually become our whole worldview. It can become our whole lifestyle that I'm just trying to survive. And the reason that can become a problem for us is because survival mode is just no way to go through life, right? I think we all know that when we stop and think about it. And that's true whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, or maybe you're not sure about the whole Jesus thing. But for those of us who are Christians, Jesus actually addresses this explicitly for us. And this may sound like tough love from Jesus, but he actually calls us out of that survival mode mentality. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says to them, he says, I got a question for you to think about. Think about this. He says, can you add a single hour to your life by worrying? In other words, when your sole focus becomes your survival, when you're just consumed with just trying to get by, does that extend your life at all? Did you gain anything with that mentality? And the answer is no, because ultimately our survival is not entirely in our control anyway. And Jesus is saying, look, don't go through life trying to control something that you can't even control. That's no way to live. In John chapter 10, Jesus says this. He says, I came that you might have life and that you might have life abundantly, abundantly. Now, I can tell you from personal experience that when we're in survival mode, that is anything but abundant. In fact, it's the opposite of abundance. It's kind of a scarcity mentality. We think, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough energy. I don't have enough money. So I just got to focus on me. I got to focus on my family right now. That's just all that I can do. And so you see, this mentality keeps us from paying close attention to the needs of other people around us, to the needs of other people in the world. When we feel like we're drowning, we're just not going to expend a whole lot of energy worrying about the concerns of others. We're going to expend our energy trying to keep our own head above water. And again, that's natural. That's just basic instinct. But when that becomes our whole approach to life, it becomes a problem for us because it doesn't leave us much room to love and serve God the way that we're called to. It doesn't leave us much room to love and serve others the way that we're called to. In fact, it actually can isolate us from others. It can isolate us from God. And so for all those reasons, it keeps us from living into that abundant life that Jesus calls us into. And Jesus knows this about us, and that's why Jesus calls us to break out of that mentality. Now, some of you are thinking, well, duh, Pastor Daniel, I don't want to go through all of life in survival mode. I'm not living this way because I think it's the best way to live, but I am tired. I am weary. It feels like life is kicking my butt, and this is just all that I can do right now. I just don't have the strength to live any other way right now. Well, if that's you, if you feel that way now, if you've ever felt that way before, if you know somebody who's ever felt that way, then this sermon is for you. Because the question that I want us to think about today is, how do we find renewed strength? How do we find the strength to continue to pursue abundant life, to continue to pursue the life that God put us on this earth to live, especially when we're in that place where we're tired and weary and overwhelmed? We'll dig further into that in just a minute, but first, just as a reminder, we're now in week 4 of our sermon series called Be Renewed. This is part of our annual generosity campaign, and we're thinking all about renewal for ourselves as individuals. We're thinking about renewal for us collectively as a church community, as we're looking ahead to this upcoming year of new missions and new ministries in 2021. And as we're thinking about all of that, and if you've been with us throughout this series, you've heard me say this before, but for us as Christians, when we think about renewal, for us, that goes hand in hand with generosity. And the reason for that is that we believe renewal comes into our lives as we follow Jesus. And the way of Jesus is the way of generosity, right? I mean, there's just no greater example. There's no greater model for us of what generosity looks like than Jesus. And what this means for us practically is that we find renewal in our lives as we follow Jesus in living and giving generously. And you've heard me say this before, those of you that have been with us recently, but as we think about this Christ-like generosity, this has implications for every area of our life, certainly not just our money. But as we've said before, according to Jesus, our money and what we do with it, that plays an especially powerful role in our renewal. About 2/3 of Jesus's parables have to do with our money and our stuff. So according to Jesus, we need to pay attention to what we're doing with our money and how we're practicing financial generosity, because it plays an especially important role in helping us to be renewed. Well, for today, we're specifically focused on our strength. How can we find life-giving renewal for our strength so that we can continue to pursue abundant life, especially in those times when we're tired and weary and overwhelmed? And here's the answer that I want to lift up for us this morning. This is the main thing, the central idea that I want us to focus on today, that our strength is renewed when we give our life to God. Our strength is renewed when we give our life to God. That may sound simple. If you've been in church your whole life, that may even sound a bit cliche, but it's true. And it's something that we often forget. And this will lead us into abundant life, especially in those times when we're tired and weary and overwhelmed. So I want to explore this with you for a bit this morning. And then I want us all to think about one super practical way that we can apply this in our lives right now and find renewed strength right now. As we dig into this here, earlier in the service, we heard a passage from the book of Isaiah, and I want to unpack this passage with you for a minute because this has some really helpful guidance for us about how to live abundantly. Back in the 6th century BC, the people of God, the Jewish people, they were not in a good place. Literally, they were not in a good place because the Babylonian Empire, which was one of the great empires in that part of the world at that time, the Babylonian Empire had come into their land, invaded, destroyed their temple, and then the Babylonians carted off a huge portion of the Jewish population back to the city of Babylon, where they were made to be servants and where they were made to be slaves. So their world had been rocked. Their theology had been rocked. They were questioning, like, where is God in the midst of all this? Has God abandoned us? Is God still with us? What's going on here? So they were physically and spiritually exhausted. Essentially, they're living in survival mode here. They know they have this special calling from God. They know that they're created for so much more than this, but they're overwhelmed and they're stuck in exile and they just lack strength. They're not in a good place. Now, God, who had never left the people, even though they kind of felt abandoned, God sees their struggle, and God hears their cry. And in response, God sends a prophet named Isaiah. In the Bible, prophets are not like fortune tellers so much. They're more like preachers. They proclaim God's word. They share God's message with the people. So the prophet Isaiah goes to God's people who are stuck in exile, and he starts to teach them. And in this particular passage, Isaiah is teaching them about how they can find renewed strength in this overwhelming situation that they're stuck in. And I want us to pay careful attention to these words here, because this applies just as much to us today. This is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. He says, "Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. God is the creator of the ends of the earth, and God doesn't grow tired, and God doesn't grow weary." Isaiah is saying, hey, don't forget, God is the creator. God made everything, including you, meaning that God is the one who gave you your life in the first place. And oh, by the way, God is not mortal like us. God is not finite like us. God is everlasting. And God's promise to you is that God will give you everlasting life even after this life is over. So in other words, you don't need to live in survival mode, because your survival in this life and in the next life, it's in God's hands. And God created you for so much more than mere survival. God calls you to so much more. Isaiah goes on here in verse 30. He says, "Even youth will grow tired and weary." He says, "Even young people will certainly stumble and fall." That may sound like a downer, but I actually find this to be pretty comforting, because Isaiah is saying, look, I don't care how young you are, I don't care how fit you are, I don't care how successful you think you are a human being. And part of what that means is that at times you're going to become tired, you're going to become weary, you are going to stumble and fall in life. That's part of what it means to be a human being in this world. But God knows that about you. God knows that you need help. God knows that you need strength. To which we might say, okay, well, Isaiah, if that's true, then how do we get this strength that God knows that we need? Spell it out for us. Tell us what we need to do. And Isaiah says, well, let me tell you. This is verse 31. He says, "But those who hope in the Lord, they will renew their strength." He says, they will fly up on wings like eagles. They will run and not be tired. They will walk and not be weary. Those who hope in the Lord, he says, those who trust in the Lord, those who give their lives to the Lord, they will renew their strength. Our strength is renewed when we give our life to God. Isaiah is saying to us, look, in those moments when you're tired and weary and overwhelmed, and you will have those moments, it's going to be so tempting for you to pivot into survival mode and just to stay there. And Isaiah is saying, hey, don't stay there. Don't stay there. Trust God with your life. Trust God with your survival. And focus on living the abundant life that God created you for. Focus on loving and serving God to the fullest. Focus on loving and serving other people in the world to the fullest. And let God take care of the rest. And as you do that, just watch. Just watch how your strength gets renewed. Now, if we want to see an example of this, if we want to see what this looks like when it's lived out, if we want to see this in action, we can actually just look to Jesus. Because Jesus not only teaches this to us, as Isaiah does, but Jesus actually models this for us and shows us what it looks like. Some of you may know this story, but the night before Jesus died, he had just shared the Last Supper with his disciples. They were in the city of Jerusalem. And after that meal was over, Jesus leads the disciples out of the city. They go outside the city walls, and they go to this garden where Jesus liked to go and pray. And as they're making their way to this garden, the disciples don't know this, but Jesus knows that any moment now, at any moment, he's about to be betrayed by one of his closest friends. And as soon as that happens, he's going to be arrested, he's going to be beaten, he's going to be humiliated, and then to cap it all off, he's going to be tortured to death while this angry mob watches and mocks him and taunts him to his dying breath. This is all about to happen. Now, we believe that Jesus is fully God, but he's also fully human. And as a human, just like you and me, he knows what it's like to get tired. He knows what it's like to get weary. He knows what it feels like to be overwhelmed. And this particular moment, this is by far the most overwhelming moment of his entire human life. It's so overwhelming, in fact, that Luke tells us in this moment, Jesus begins to actually sweat blood. And this is a real medical condition. It's called hematidrosis. It's very rare, but it can happen when people are under extreme duress. And so what does Jesus do in this moment of extreme duress? I mean, if ever there was a time to go into survival mode, this is it, right? If ever there was a time to say, look, all I can do is just focus on me right now, this is it. But that's not what Jesus does. That's not what he does. That he and the disciples get to the garden and Jesus goes off by himself and he falls on his knees in prayer. And as he prays, he does what he'd done his whole life. He does what he had taught his disciples to do so many times. He renews his strength by once again giving his life to God. You can read all the details of this story in Luke 22, but in this prayer, here's what Jesus says as he prays to God the Father. He says, Father, if it's your will, take this cup of suffering away from me. In other words, God, every cell in my human body is telling me to protect myself. Every cell in my human body is telling me to just focus on my own survival here and put that at the top of my priority list right now. But then Jesus goes on in this prayer and he says this, however, Father, not my will, but your will be done. Not my will, but your will be done. Jesus is saying, God, I trust you with my life. I'm putting my survival in your hands, my survival in this life, my survival in the next life. God, I trust you with the outcome. And as soon as Jesus says that in his prayer, the very next verse says, then a heavenly angel appeared to Jesus. And what did that angel do? It says that angel strengthened him. The angel strengthened Jesus in this moment. And then he had the strength to carry out his mission. He had the strength to lay down his life for your redemption and my redemption and the redemption of the whole world. Jesus trusts God the Father with his survival, even in the face of certain death. And then what happened 3 days later? You know the story. God the Father raises Jesus up. God the Father gives Jesus new life. And the good news for you and the good news for me is that God promises to do the same thing for us. When life breaks you down, God will raise you up. When life breaks you down again, God will raise you up again. When your life on this earth comes to an end, God will raise you up. God will keep raising you up and keep raising you up and keep raising you up until that day comes when nothing will ever break any of us down ever, ever again. Our strength is renewed when we give our life to God. So I wonder in what way are you being called to give your life to God right now? As you think about the different areas of your life, where do you find yourself trapped in a kind of survival mode mentality? And how is God calling you to find your strength in God? The strength to pursue abundant life, the strength to pursue the life that God put you on this earth to live. There may be some of you who've never really given your life to God before. There may be some of you who maybe been in church your whole life, maybe been in and out of church your whole life, but you've never made a conscious commitment to give your life to God. Maybe you're new to church and you've never given your life to God. Maybe there's some of you that you made that conscious commitment at some point earlier in your life, but then you've drifted from that from one reason or another. If any of that is you, I'd encourage you, make that conscious commitment. And as we continue to worship today, pray to God. And say, God, you are my strength. I give my life to you, and I'm committed to pursuing to the fullest the abundant life that you put me on this earth to live. And then as soon as worship is over, go to our website, kindrednc.church, and sign up for one of our small groups, because we want to journey alongside of you. None of us is in this alone. And in fact, one of the ways that God renews our strength is God calls us into this community called the church, where we can bear one another's burdens, where we can share one another's pain, where we can lift each other up when life breaks us down. So join a small group. If you're already in a small group, tell your small group members this week that, hey, I made this commitment. I renewed this commitment. Now I want support. I want help. I want companionship on this journey. None of us journey alone. Our strength is renewed when we give our life to God. Well, there's one more thing that I want to share with you here. As you're thinking about how to give your life to God, or re-give your life to God, there is one spiritual discipline that is just so helpful for us here. And it's not necessarily an easy thing to do, but it's so helpful. And that's the financial practice of giving back to God through the church. You know, one telltale sign that we are stuck in survival mode, one telltale sign that we're not really living abundantly, is if we're keeping all of our financial resources to ourselves. When we're in survival mode, we feel like, well, I don't have enough to give back. I don't have enough to be generous. And for that reason, one super helpful spiritual discipline is for us to pick a percentage of our income and give it back to God through the church. Live on less so that we can devote a percentage of our income to give back to God through the church. And that habit of giving, that's going to keep our survival mode in check. Because every time we give, it's going to be a reminder that, hey, my strength comes from God, and my life is not my own, and my strength does not come from my money, and my strength does not come from anything that this money could buy for me. My strength comes from God. God doesn't need our money, of course, but God's church does. And through that practice of giving, as we give back to God, that's going to keep our survival mode in check. That's going to help us to break out of that mentality so that we can keep pursuing the abundant life that Jesus offers to us, that God created us for. Our strength is renewed when we give our life to God. Let me pray for us. Oh, gracious and generous God, you provide for us in so many ways. God, as the prophet Isaiah reminds us today, you're our creator. You gave us the gift of life in the first place. And we know that you gave us the gift of life for a reason and for a purpose. God, as life gets overwhelming and challenging, we're so tempted to just focus on just getting by sometimes. We're so tempted to just focus on keeping our head above water. God, remind us in those moments that you've got us, that you're with us, that you're leading us and guiding us, God, and help us to continue to follow your example of giving our life to you and finding renewed strength in the process, so that we don't go through all of life in survival mode, so that we can live abundantly as you've called us to live. God, we pray that same thing for us collectively as a church community. Bring us renewal as a church. Give us strength as a church to pursue the mission that you have given us. We love you, Jesus. Help us to love you ever more fully. And we pray all of this in your name. Amen. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Kindred Church Podcast. If this episode was meaningful to you, consider sharing it with a friend who might also enjoy it. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast here and give us a rating that helps us connect with more listeners. This free resource and all of Kindred's ministries are supported by the generosity of people like you. Your giving changes lives, and it helps us to share and embody God's love. If you'd like to make a donation, you can do so on our website at www.kindrednc.church. Just select Give. You can find lots of ways to connect with our community on our website, as well as on our social media pages. Thanks again for listening, and we will catch you next time.